Section 6. I'll read through the whole thing. It's not that long. Meetings. A. General membership. General membership meetings shall be held at least 6 times per year. The date, time, place, and agenda shall be determined by the Board of Directors. The Secretary shall notify all members of the meeting in writing at least 7 days in advance of the meeting. Now, by in writing, I assume email counts that. Okay. Number 2, a January meeting shall be the nominating meeting, a February meeting shall be the election meeting, and a March meeting shall be the installation meeting. Quorum. A quorum to conduct business shall consist of at least 7 full members, including the attending officers. Including the officers. So if all 4 officers are present, we need at least 3 more full members. Voting approval. A majority vote of all full members at the general membership meeting shall be sufficient to pass issues brought before it. Discuss.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Like right now, we wouldn't have a quorum. So that's why we can't bring nothing to a vote. So it makes perfect sense.
Okay, so 7 full members. I commented back to Jason and said, wasn't sure. I mean, we think about the meetings we've had in the past year. How many of those meetings could we have taken action where we would have had 7 full members here?
Well, we had us 3. It's probably been tight during the COVID time, you know.
Yeah.
Because we've always been down. Because that one time we had, 13 here?
When I was on the school board many, many years ago, I did it for a year, we had to vote to approve paying bills. So if there's like an insurance payment due,
we could probably put something in there.
If we can't get a quorum, can't pay the bill, then we pay a late fee later.
The way we usually do it is, if it's a bill that especially needs to be paid on a monthly basis,
yeah,
the treasurer has automatic
rights.
Responsibility to pay that bill without it having to be voted upon every single month.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a bill that it's annually.
If it's an annual
or monthly bill, it should be automatically, the treasurer has to approve. Well, you shouldn't have to vote for that every single time. If it's something different, like we're going to buy something or a special payment for something, you know, like, the Elks reservation, that one maybe you need approval because that you need to know that that's where you're going to have the Christmas thing. So you approve that one, but like monthly bill for electric bill or something.
A reoccurring expense.
Like, reoccurring expense should be an automatic.
Should be an automatic. That's his
deal. You don't want it to go. I've seen too many places. I mean, I saw our park electric shutoff notice hanging on the door because the park didn't have a meeting and nobody wrote the check to pay the electric bill. It's like,
yeah.
Penelec doesn't care. They came there and we're going to shut it off. So.
Yeah. Okay, so the concern there is just like, is 7 the right number? You need 7 full members present.
That I don't know if you need 7. I mean, if you count that you have 4.
If you have your 3 officers and 3 members, at least, that's 6.
Yeah.
And the 3 officers.
I think the 7 is so you don't have a tie.
Tie.
That's why you're 7. You have 3 officers and 3 members, and you still can get a tie.
Well, but I don't think that's correct, because that just says that's a minimum number, because you could have 8 people present and still have a tie. It's not really meant to break a tie. I think it's meant to just say you got enough people there that they can act on behalf of the club.
Well, see, I know in law the word presidents don't vote. They break ties. If something comes to a tie, the president breaks it. He casts his ballot.
Okay, that's not written here.
No, but that's how we did it at the fire company.
Yeah.
If it came down to a tie on something, the president is the one that
decides. It doesn't say that they all have to vote either. It just says that you need to have 7 full members here.
Right.
To have a vote. It doesn't say that he has to vote. He can
Yeah, in Congress, people can abstain.
Yeah, you can abstain from voting.
So, you don't want to take a position one way or
another. It just says we need to have 7 people here. I don't know, whatever number you want to pick, I mean.
Okay, so basically it just means you can't conduct business unless you have 7 full members. Is that the right number?
If we can never get 7 members here, then I think we think about changing it to a lower number. But, I mean, I'm okay with 7 to start off with.
I think it's fine, 7.
Okay, very good. And we said a majority of the full members at a member at a meeting shall be sufficient to pass any issues. So I had a suggestion I made to Jason there, and it's just throw it out for discussion. What if you made it more than a simple majority? What if you said 2/3? So suppose I walk in here and I say, I have a proposal. I propose that we do this, this, and this. If I can't get 2/3 of people to agree with me, maybe I need to think about my proposal and hear what their objections are and make it a better proposal until I can get 2/3 of the people to agree with me. Because the thing I'm concerned about is when you have this thing where it's one vote, you know, then you might end up with these equal factions. Because like if 2/3 of people vote for something, then the ones that didn't vote for it were like, well, okay, we were outnumbered. But when it comes down to this one tiebreaker vote, you know, you just know what happens in politics with people. They get, you know, right now everybody gets along good in the club and we don't have those kind of issues. But if the club grows, or just depending on who joins, you could get into some kind of a fear I have, because I've seen it in other situations. So
when you say,
when wouldn't you be able to get 2/3? Let's say 9 people are here, you know, and it's a question of whether I need to get 5 or I need to get 6. But if 6 people vote for something, to flip it the other way, you got to get 3 people to change their mind, right? If 5 people vote for something, then if just 1 person changes their mind, it flips the other way. So it just seems like you're locking it in more when you get more than a simple majority. But that's all I'm going to say about it, whatever you guys. What do they do in other organizations? Is it pretty much always just a simple majority?
Simple majority. I've seen, now, depending on the money, depending on the price. What we did at the fire hall is, if you wanted to spend, if there was a certain amount of money being spent, it had to be publicly put out in the paper for the members to know, and then you had to be voted on 3 times. Now, that's a little excessive for a club like this, as far as I'm concerned.
3 times to vote.
3 times. It had to pass 3 times, and on the 3rd time, it went through. Like when we were buying a fire truck, and you're spending $300,000 or going to the bank to get the money, you had to publicize what you were doing in the paper. It had to run for 3 weeks. You took 3 different votes before it was actually passed. And that's just the way they did it. Now, I don't think we're going to have a problem.
I don't think.
No. I don't see a problem. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a problem down the road. I mean,
I've in the 10 years or whatever I've been coming to the meetings, I don't ever remember us having a problem with any vote.
No.
My experience too has been whenever it's agreed, it's always like unanimous.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and most everybody, if we decide we're doing something, usually.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say about that
90% of the people are okay with it.
If everybody got along as well as we've been all getting along, we wouldn't need any of these rules. I mean, the rules are kind of there when you have troublemakers.
Well, it's not like we've been following it. We've been doing stuff for years, and nobody's really been paying attention to.
The rules are there for when you need them. Most days you don't need them because everybody's just getting along and everybody's agreeing. It's when you have 2 factions start competing and stuff. Then it's like, okay, how do we settle this kind of thing? That's when you get the rules out. And that's my concern. It's just, I think if you got 9 people in the room and 4 of them actually object to something, I think maybe the person that's putting out the idea needs to really think about, well, okay, what are your objections? And maybe they ought to go back and try to win those people over and get to a 2/3. I think maybe they end up with a better outcome that way, a better plan.
Well, I think around here, usually it's pretty open. If you had 4 people that really weren't against it, I think they would be discussing it and want another option or something before you got to that point anyway. We wanted to do something a little different. I mean, we've had issues where we, you know, talked before, we want to do this way, but then we change our minds and do it this way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we need to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, like I said, we're not this huge big club where we've got all these members over here giving 100 different opinions.
Well, we could be. You never know.
I mean, other than John over there, I don't think he said a word. I don't even know if he's still awake.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I think we've got lots of good feedback here for Jason. And we'll let him take it from here and see what he comes up with. So, okay.